In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. On to a crisis of the business variety. Twitter, the company, is losing altitude. Its stock is down more than 20% this summer, and several top leaders have quit. A lot of that is because Twitter hasn't had a CEO for more than 2 months. The company's board met today to work on that leadership problem. But why is it so hard to find a CEO? And at what point do you need to just, you know, get one? Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The number one job of a corporate board is leadership succession. So says Harry Kramer, himself a former CEO and chairman of healthcare giant Baxter International. Ideally, Kramer says a company is constantly grooming several CEO candidates. And here's the key, internally.
Studies would say that 80% of CEOs who come from the outside, it ends up being a failure because they don't have the knowledge of the company, they don't have the knowledge of the culture. Very, very difficult.
For instance, HP's hiring of a software exec to run a hardware company. He lasted 11 months. As long as the odds are, sometimes you do want to take a risk on an outside leader with fresh eyes, argues former Kate Spade CEO Bill McComb. He was that guy, lured away from Johnson & Johnson to run a fashion company.
We were a company whose strategy didn't just get tired, it literally broke down. And upon reflection, they actually began to think that there were some advantages to not have an industry incumbent.
Either way, going without a CEO for months, which is the case at Twitter, can send a bad sign to investors and employees. Sidney Finkelstein of the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth says companies can't look too long for the perfect person who checks all the boxes on the wish list.
And it becomes a walk-on-water candidate that pretty much doesn't exist. So check-the-box thinking is risky.
If there's one thing a candidate has to have, Finkelstein says it's the ability to adapt and adjust fast. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.